if I can do this right. So we are coming into Richmond Station. And let's see. There we go. Coming into Richmond, and I have some time to kill. And I'm in a weird sort of a quandary as to what I want to do. This is a Friday, like I said in my... So I don't know if you could understand her. Most likely not, because I couldn't. But we are in the process of coming into Richmond Station, and this is my transfer point, so I figured I would add one more post to my previous one, and I'm sort of in a quandary about what to do. This weekend is a big, huge gathering in the city of San Francisco, where I work, and the company that I work for is marching in the Pride Parade, and I'm really torn about whether or not I want to come back down. I would love to do it, but I'm also very selfish with my weekends because I have so few of them. And sorry for the wind. It's a question, though, that I'm having, because I really feel like, in one sense, I want to go. I've never actually seen, I've seen Pride in other cities, but never in San Francisco. And so, for me, I'm sort of torn that I'm not sure if I want to, you know, come back down for it, or if I want to just stay in Sacramento and sleep in my own bed. I don't really know. I'm kind of torn. So that's sort of my dilemma at this point. I'm compelled to do it. Another part of me says, just skip it. I know if I do it, I'll be glad I did it, but it does mean 3 hours down here and 3 hours back. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, a part of me, I really want to see it. There's nothing like it. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, I only live, I don't know, 90 miles, 100 miles, something, 80 miles. Actually, it's more like 90 miles away. So I'm sure I could see it at any time, but the fact that I've been in the state of California as long as I have and never gone over to, you know, participate in it or to get involved in it tells me that maybe if I don't, you know, make an effort to do it while I have the excuse to be in the city, I just won't. I've never seen anything quite like it. It lasts from, I believe the start time is, just cutting through the station here. I believe the start time is 9:30 or 10, and it ends at about 4. And our time slot, we're scheduled to march, I think, at like, oh my God, it's freezing. I hate Richmond, it's always cold. Walking up this creepy flight of stairs over here. So I think our time to, that we've been, you know, allotted to, scheduled basically to start is like, it's early, it's like 10:30 or 11. But I just don't know if I want to do it or not. I if I could teleport myself here, I'd do it in a minute. But the idea of getting up, I either need to come and stay in the city. Crap, but I missed my train. I knew that would happen. So I either need to come and stay in the city on Saturday night, which I can do, actually. So part of me says bite the bullet and just quit. Get out of your comfort zone. Quit being complacent. Quit being lazy. And go stay in the city and just participate. Because in hindsight, you'll be glad you did it. And another part of me is like, man, I want to sleep in my own bed. I don't want to think about it. I'm done till Monday morning. I feel so, what's the word, kind of petulant, you know. I love this job, not crazy about the commute, but I do it. But it makes the day really, really long. So like on the weekends, I find myself getting really antisocial and not wanting to see anybody or deal with anybody. I have a house to clean and laundry to do and food to make for the week, because there's no way I feel like cooking when I get home at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, depending on which train I'm catching. So it's hard for me to care. And yet another part of me says, but it's pride, and it's such a big momentous event, you know. I'm straight, I'm not gay. I shouldn't say the majority of the people. I think about half the people in my office are probably gay. There are a lot of people that are part of the LGBTQ community there, but a lot of us aren't, you know. This isn't really about that at all. It has more to do with what it's like to be an ally and what it's like to stand for any group of people that are a marginalized, you know, community. And so I feel really like I'd like to see it. I'd like to participate in it, even though the older I get, the less I really enjoy big, massive crowds of people. And I mean, they've already got barricades up, and I work right on Market Street, so you can see like UN Plaza and stuff. They're already, you know, preparing for the parade. It's huge. And this is where pride sort of culminates, right? I mean, every city does a similar, this time of year, every city seems to have, you know, pride events, but this is huge. And so I'm really torn. Part of me says, just shut up and come down and go. Another part of me is like, nah, I don't want to come back down here till Monday. And it has nothing to do with the parade. It all has to do with the work. So trying to talk myself into it, like, you know, just shut up and go. Because I know if I do, I'll be glad I did, but it won't be over till 4, and I know what'll happen. We'll be, you know, hanging out, and people from work will be there, and even when we're done, we can go back, and people will be there partying and stuff. I won't get out of there till 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I won't get home till 7, and the idea of, like, you know, leaving the house at, you know, 5:30 or 6 on Monday morning just to come and do it all over again does not thrill me, but I'm on the fence. I'm ready to just flip a coin, you know. So I'm hoping that a night in my own bed will have me, give me a better outlook. I kind of doubt that it will, but I'm hoping that it will. So there's my petulant complaining, bitching for the afternoon. Really, yeah, part of me says, just go and mic yourself up and get a good recording of the Pride Parade. It'd be fun. It's so many different types of people. It's fun, believe it or not, even to just go and people watch, which sounds really dorky for a blind person to say, but it'd be a lot of fun, I think. Has the potential to be. And like I said, I kind of want to see it one time just to say that I did. I don't know. Anyway, standing here waiting for the train. I've got a good 35 minutes left. So, maybe I'll really waste your time and record one more. Probably not. I think maybe I've babbled enough for the day, but those are my thoughts for the moment. If you have any, I'm really receptive. I'd love to hear them. Otherwise, I will speak to you next time. Thanks for listening.